760 WJR. Look, to me, whoever wins the Senate race in Michigan, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, that is who is going to have the power in Washington. I think that's going to control the Senate, whoever wins Michigan. I think it's that important of a race. But to get to the November election, you've got to first win in the primary. And to help us talk about it, she is running to be the Democratic nominee for the Michigan Senate seat. Mallory McMorrow, Representative McMorrow, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
I am doing good. Good to be back with you.
Good to be with you. And let me ask you first, I wanted to talk to you about artificial intelligence and AI in Mackinac Policy Conference. And all of this topic feels so big. And today, just about 2 hours ago, a picture tweeted out Governor Gretchen Whitmer breaking ground with Sam Altman of OpenAI at a new data center project in Saline. What's your reaction to that? I think this one caught a lot of people off guard.
Yeah, let me tell you, I mean, Michiganders have all kinds of conflicting feelings about this. I was at a building trades breakfast just a couple of months ago, and one of the builders, a guy who will benefit from the build out of these data centers, he shared with me, he's like, look, I welcome the jobs. I want to stay closer to my family and not have to drive out of state to work. But how do I know that the thing that I'm building is not going to surveil me and my family and is not going to be responsible for dropping bombs on kids overseas? I mean, that was such a heavy question, and why I leaned in and released a comprehensive AI policy proposal last week is because we got to put some guardrails up, and we need to make sure that tech is a tool for people. And that humans are always in control, and we don't just let tech billionaires kind of decide our future for us.
I completely agree with you about guardrails for AI. It just feels like so many times on any topic that involves technology specifically, our lawmakers are always behind the eight ball in react to the news rather than after the fact, rather than set something up prior to these things taking control. I mean, I look at social media. It feels like social media is completely out of hand because our lawmakers did nothing about it as it was coming up. It feels like this AI is a completely another example of that. Do you agree with that?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I do. I was actually on a panel last week regarding social media. And we had a mom who lost her 12-year-old daughter, London, to suicide because we let big tech and these CEOs create incredibly addictive products. Now I am a millennial. I'm properly part of the last generation that had a life before social media. Facebook came out when I was in college. But it was promised to us as like this utopia. It was going to bring us all together when in reality, this mom shared that her daughter, London, you know, 12 years old, she would look up on Instagram things like snakeskin boots into fashion. And all of a sudden she was served content about body dysmorphia and suicide and self-harm. And she joined an addiction recovery program at 12 years old.
It's incredible.
And we just can't let the same thing happen with AI. So it's not to stand in the way of tech, but we got to put sensible guardrails, just like cars. We expect that any car that's available on the market to buy has been tested, vetted, gone through crash testing, has seatbelts, airbags. And if something goes wrong, it's going to get recalled so that it's safe for all of us.
What would a sensible guardrail be, in your opinion? Like one or two sensible guardrails that I think would protect people and maybe even help them understand what AI will do and what it will not do moving forward.
So there's going to be really two things on the jobs front, because we're already facing right now Acrisure out in West Michigan. And
yes,
they're going to lay off more than 2,000 people.
Yes.
And they pointed directly to AI. So I proposed a commercial tax on AI usage that would go to fund apprenticeships. So training people up in those entry-level job skills, like negotiating, like managing people, conflict resolution, the strategy stuff that will allow you to get that mid-level management job and move up the ladder. Let's make sure that those career paths are already there. And then, just like I mentioned, learning from the auto industry, these things should be tested and evaluated before they're made available to the general public. There are some whistleblowers within these AI companies right now trying to sound the alarm that AI is already designing and developing itself. A lot of these coders are not even coding AI anymore. And we need to make sure that humans are at the center of it, that your job should not be decided by AI, whether or not you get healthcare should not be decided by AI. And to this builder's point, who talked to me at that building trades breakfast, AI should not be used to surveil us or to carry out, you know, nuclear weapons decisions overseas. This is an arms race, and we need to make sure that people are at the center of it.
We are talking to Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, of course, running for the Democratic nomination for the United States Senate seat in the state of Michigan. Senator McMorrow, let me ask you about the Mackinac Policy Conference, the debate. I watched the debate. I thought it was really interesting. One of the points about the debate that I'm curious to see your reaction about is all three of you kind of went after Mike Rogers and President Trump. At what point do you all start going after each other a little bit to create a little bit of a separation between you all? Because to get to Rogers or Trump, you've got to get that seat first, or you've got to get that nomination. At what point do you think you separate yourselves from each other?
You know, it's a great question. And I was really excited to be able to introduce myself to so many people on stage. I'm a state senator. A lot of this is introductions to voters all across the state to make the case that I've got the track record to be able to take on somebody like Mike Rogers and beat him. I'm the only candidate of the three who's actually defeated a Republican incumbent to get into office. I swung a district 20 points in 2018 when I ran against my Republican state senator back then. I then helped flip control of the state Senate for the first time in 4 years. But I've actually delivered, and not just on things for Democrats, but addressing affordable housing, repealing the seniors' pension tax, expanding job opportunities, universal breakfast and lunch for our kids. These are things that Michiganders see and feel in their lives every day. So yes, even though I'm in a primary, I'm making the case that in a state like ours, I can win the general election, and I'm going to be responsible to work for Michiganders, not working for Donald Trump. And Mike Rogers is going to find himself in a tricky position, because Trump has made it clear if any Republican stands up to him, he's going to primary them and vote them out of office. We've seen that happen all across the country.
Without question. And let me ask you, you know, I thought one of the moments of the debate, and I think it's one of the topics that you cannot avoid in the Democratic primary all across the country, It's anti-Semitism that is within the Democratic Party. I thought your answer was the best. I've been saying it for the last couple of days, that you really called it out. Just for our audience who did not hear your reaction to the anti-Semitism problem in the Democratic Party, can you just kind of share your thoughts once more on that particular aspect? I think it's a gateway conversation into something more as well. I think people have to answer that part of the conversation moving forward. And I think you did.
Yeah, thank you. You know, there is rising anti-Semitism. There's rising anti-Semitism in my party. My husband is Jewish, and I've seen this firsthand. We were at the Democratic Party convention, and an attendee screamed an anti-Semitic slur in my husband's face while he was walking with my five-year-old daughter. Thank God she is not old enough to understand what those words mean yet. But we are in a dangerous place right now where we have to be able to separate criticism of Benjamin Netanyahu and the actions of the Israeli government, which I am firmly against, and that anger directed at Jews, particularly here in Michigan. That conflating the two is incredibly dangerous, and we got to call it out when we see it.
What do the next couple of months look like for you, Senator McMorrow, leading up to the primary election? What you know, one or two things that you're going to be doing over the next month or two to get this nomination?
So I'm calling you from the car right now. We're 9 oil changes in on the campaign. I am doing a statewide brewery tour. We've done 24 stops so far. I will be out with my volunteers on as many doorsteps as possible, raising money to get our ads on TV. I'm not taking a dime, a corporate PAC donation. So making sure I can make that introduction, because once what I know is that once people meet me, they hear me, they hear about my track record, they're in. So it's just a matter of meeting as many Michiganders as possible, and anybody listening, I can't wait to meet you.
Last question for you, and you mentioned the corporate PAC money. That in and of itself seems to be such a big topic in these elections, not just in Michigan, not just in your particular primary, but all over the country. And this idea of $400 million being raised in North Carolina, or $100 million in Texas, or perhaps $100, $200 million going to be spent here in Michigan. How do you feel about that type of money? We talk about the ballroom, right, in Washington being $400 million. What about Senate campaigns being worth $400 million? I mean, it's insane some of the money we're talking about.
It is. And let's just be blunt about it. It is a disgusting amount of money. And I cannot imagine that this is what the founders had in mind 250 years ago at the outset of our country. You know, this is a government where the people govern ourselves. You should have the ability to go and make your case to voters. But I am going to have to raise, just on my own, you know, at least $60 million to campaign for the seat. And I can tell you, there are so many good people who would make great elected officials, who simply will never run because they can't imagine having to raise that kind of money. We need to overturn Citizens United. We need to get dark money out of politics. We need to restore this to a real democratic republic where we govern ourselves, but it means that anybody can run, anybody can represent the people, and that's not going to happen until we reform the way the campaigns are run.
Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow running to be the Democratic nominee for the open U.S. Senate seat. Thank you so much, Senator McMorrow. We hope to do it again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it. 760 WJR.